Linebacker coach Adam Zimmer joins us now to talk about a really deep and good group of players. Your linebackers are looking pretty good, aren't they?
They are. They're working hard. They're really tuned in to what we're doing on defense, and it's fun to coach these guys.
I'm guessing a guy who's learned a lot lately is Eric Kendricks. You know, young player, maybe the best player that no one talks about. I mean, because Barr gets a lot of attention, Harrison Smith gets a lot of attention, the front gets a lot of attention here, but Eric Kendricks was really solid last year, right?
Yeah, Eric got better throughout the season. I said it to him after the season. I said his last two games, Seattle and Green Bay, I think those were his best two games. And he's coming this offseason, and he's picked up right where he left off. We worked on some things that he needed to get better at, and he really had an outstanding OTAs. He's understanding the defense. He's becoming more vocal. He's more of a leader. And I think the sky's the limit on how good he can be.
When's he at his best? What's he really good at?
I think once he diagnoses things and sees the ball, he can go get it and find it. About as good as anyone I've been around. He's really instinctive that way. You know, he was a little too aggressive sometimes last year, and we've kind of had to slow him down. And you got to find what makes a player tick and what they're best at and what they need improvement at. And that's what we try to do in this OTAs for and the phase one, phase two, just really fine-tune the technique and details.
Here's one for you. You talk about find out what makes a guy tick. What makes Chad Greenway tick?
I think just the game makes him tick. He just loves football. He loves being here. He's like a big kid out in the practice field. You know, he's a year older than me, and he acts like he's one of the rookies. So he's always joking around. I think he just enjoys the process, enjoys being here, and you know, he's been a great asset to the room.
He's been through a few different coaching staffs here. What does that say about one player when he can stick with a few different coaching staffs?
It means he's a heck of a player. Obviously, different staffs are looking for different type of players, and that shows kind of his versatility, that he's ready, able to adapt to different schemes and different terminology. And that's the definition of being a pro.
Audie Cole, he's the type of player that fans turn out to watch and love, you know, because he's a little bit of a grinder, seventh-round pick, and what do you appreciate about Audie Cole? Because he's been here a while now, and you've worked with him for a few years.
I think Audie's Mr. Consistent. He does everything the way you ask him to, the way and he tries to do it in the best of his ability. He can back up any position. He's played all three positions since we've been here in games. And when he gets into games, he's productive. So a guy like that is really a valuable part of our group.
With guys like Edmund Robinson and maybe Eric Kendricks too, for you as a coach, is it not so much how good are they right now, but how far have they come in the time we've had them? That kind of tells you how much further they can get.
Yeah, I was talking to Eric about this yesterday, because during the draft when I was watching Miles Jack on film, Eric was on the tape. And I said, it's unbelievable how much better you were from your college tape to the end of last year. And now, from the end of last year to now, he's just making so many strides because he's seeing more, he understands the game better. And the same thing with Edmund. Edmund didn't know the difference between a Sam and a Will last year. You know, he was in his own little world playing at a little Newberry College. And now he understands what a power is and how they're going to block it. He understands route concepts. He understands when he messes up. And that's half the deal in learning. You know, you're going to mess up sometimes, but at least you know you messed up.
Yeah, and don't mess up again.
Right.
Yeah. Kentrell Brothers, leading tackler in the country. You know, and you guys get him in the middle of the draft. I know there are all sorts of factors that lead into when and where a guy gets drafted. We don't care about that right now. But Kentrell Brothers, leading tackler in the country, he must be able to find the ball and must have some instincts.
Oh, he does, and that showed up over the last couple weeks. He was a little bit of a transition when he first got here because it's different than the way they played at Missouri, but he's really he's come on, and when he understands what he's doing, you know, he's still learning the play, but when he understands, he gets the ball, he finds the ball, and he's instinctive, and I think he's got a chance, and you know, he's got to keep studying and keep getting better every day, but you know, no matter where we drafted him, I just can judge him on where he is now, and right now he's a pretty good football player.
You'll enjoy some downtime, you know, between the offseason program and training camp and get away and all that, but I think you probably really love when training camp comes around, even though it's a grind and it's a lot of work, but it's probably where you feel pretty good, right?
Oh, yeah, it's getting back into what we do. And it'll be exciting to see what these guys can do once we get to camp and start playing some preseason games, because I think we have a lot of talent and we can be a really good defense, but we have to start from ground one and work our way forward every day.
Well, a lot of work ahead of you, but you guys do a great job. So thanks for all your work, and enjoy training camp, all right?
Thanks.